field wide open. Got it. On the run. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
He goes and fights and pushes.
And he
did.
Right at the goal line. And it is caught and juggled and caught. Touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
It is all over. The Browns have won it.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50. He's in open field. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. It's a one-play drive.
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Okay, there was some activity today. No, the Browns did not make a trade. Did nothing on that front. The deadline coming and going at 4 p.m., but the Browns did acquire a running back. His name is Chris Obanaya, and he's been added to the roster from Houston's practice squad. Obanaya entered the league with the St. Louis Rams. He was a seventh-round pick, so Pat Shurmur has history with him there. He comes aboard a Browns team right now that has, well, one injured running back in the form of Peyton Hillis, who suffered that hamstring injury early in Sunday's game against the Raiders. We'll get an update on his status as the week progresses, but the Browns do have themselves another back. And a guy who, by the way, was a Texas teammate of Browns quarterback Colt McCoy. So something to look at there in terms of whatever chemistry they might have. Nice show lined up for you tonight. We're going to talk some linebackers. We're going to talk with the Browns linebackers coach, Bill Davis. And he'll discuss an injury in his linebacking core, that is Scott Fujita, or at least what might have to be done to deal with that. Fujita suffering a concussion against the Raiders. So what are the plans going forward there? We'll have that broken down by Bill Davis. And the linebacking core in general, the great work that we've seen DeQuell Jackson do, especially at that Mike position, that middle linebacker spot, having a tremendous year after those 2 years of injury frustration. The man is playing, and he is playing well. So we'll hear from the man who coaches him on a day-to-day basis. And our alumni spotlight today, and this is going to be fun. Before, there was a Josh Cribbs tearing it up as a returner. The Browns had a couple of outstanding return men by the name of Dino Hall and Gerald the Ice Cube McNeil. Both of those men will be the honorary co-captains for Sunday's game against the Seahawks. They join us on the show, and you'll hear from both of them live. We're going to have a phone hookup. Dino Hall talking with us from his home in South Jersey. McNeil, based in Texas, and then yours truly here in Berea. And the three of us are going to chat. We'll go down memory lane with Hall and McNeil. Just talk about the return game back in their day compared to what we see now with one of the all-time great returners in a Browns uniform by the name of Josh Cribbs. And it's Tuesday. That is Inside the Numbers Day. Matt Florjancic, our staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com and a stats freak, is going to help us break down both what is ahead, what took place in terms of the stats up through the Oakland game, what they mean, and in particular what it means going forward as the Browns prepare to face the Seahawks. So the two of us get into some of those numbers and crunch through those, and I think you'll find that interesting stuff as well. Tuesday's always a big day in the community with the Cleveland Browns, and there was a 13th annual event that took place. This is the Hometown Huddle. It's the United Way's National NFL Day of Caring. So great stuff going on at Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital for Rehabilitation today, where you had players, I think upwards of a dozen guys, joining forces of more than 200 volunteers out there building a playground for the patients, for the kids. And some of the apparatus that they're putting together is used in rehabilitation as well as just for fun. You're going to see a video on that posted on the Cleveland Browns website. Kristen Ribelli was out there for us, so you'll see that. And, of course, read the piece about it by Matt Florjancic on the website as well. And later in the show, Renee Harvey will tell us all about that, our director of community outreach. Okay, our poll question today, we ask you a new one each day that's sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube, and it is, will being at home improve the Browns' chances to rebound from back-to-back losses, and why? The answers are yes or no on this one. So vote. We're getting many votes on that already, and see if you think the home game against the Seahawks is a chance to, again, bounce back. Speaking of bounce back, Dan via Facebook, and you know you can ask me the questions and ask Vic via our official Facebook and Twitter pages. So Dan asks, how can the Browns bounce back from losing two in a row? Simple, straightforward question, Dan. And the simple, straightforward question is, I'm not going to be as simple and silly as saying, well, play better, but that is in the realm of things. But specifically, I know this is what you're looking for. And what you're looking for is, offensively, let's see a team make some big plays in the passing game. Let's see Colt McCoy and those receivers stretch defenses more than they're doing. Take the champ, take it to them. I think it's reaching the point where, with teams bunching up to stop the run and daring this football team to throw, take the dare and make it count. And that is what they started with, Greg Little getting targeted a dozen times in that last game. And what they and continue it more. Have Josh Cribbs, who, yeah, he's on record as talking about, you know, his involvement and more on the special team side than the receiver side. But no, I say Josh being more of a receiver and a dynamic playmaker, because he is. And I do think Pat Shurmur and this coaching staff will continue to hammer away at finding ways to make that a reality and make him more of a force in their passing game. That's what he has to be. Dave asks, what shows more promise, our running or passing game? He asked this via Facebook. Dave, right now, I think the promise is in the passing game. I think the running game has a huge question mark over it because, number one, you have a hurt Peyton Hillis right now with the hamstring, and I don't know what you can count on from him going forward, at least in the near term. But you do have Montario Hardesty, who's got a lot to prove. It's still an unknown quantity with him. We're going to crunch into some of those running back numbers as we go forward in the show with Matt Florjancic later on. But I can tell you that if you're asking me where the promise is, making that part of the game better, the passing game, has the much greater potential. Okay, in a couple of minutes, we are going to have a discussion with the linebackers coach for the Cleveland Browns on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by EA Sports. Madden 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct, and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
Come out and join Cozy and ESPN Cleveland October 19th and 20th for Cozy's 2011 Small Business Conference at the Cleveland IAC Center. Check out the Really Big Show. We'll be there live while also attending learning labs and listening to incredible keynote speakers. There will be over 50 workshops ranging from sales and marketing to money and social media. Join 1,500 other small business owners and have a great time doing it. Register at CozySmallBusinessConference.com.
Your boss wouldn't steal a computer from a store, but your boss may have installed software illegally on company computers. This just isn't wrong. It's illegal. The Business Software Alliance is offering cash rewards for qualifying software piracy leads. Report software piracy confidentially by the end of the year, and you could also receive a cash reward. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.org. It's never been easier to report software piracy. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.org. Bedford.org.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Jennings Freeway North on to 71 South on West 14th exit. The accident is cleared. 71 South on slow West 130th to snow. The Interbelt South on back Dead Man's Curve to 77. 40 westbound slow Tiedemann to 71. 40 westbound also back in Warrensville Center to the Valley View Bridge. And 271 South on slow Cedar Brainerd to 422. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
And we are proud and pleased to welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment, yep, it too, is driven by Liberty Ford. Pleased to be joined right now by the linebackers coach for the Browns, Bill Davis. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vic.
Well, I want to start with the news of the week, which will be the health status of Scott Fujita. Suffered a concussion in the Oakland game. Right off the bat, what does that mean to you as far as preparing for the rest of the week and into the Seattle game?
Well, we'll go ahead and see how Scott progresses through the week. I know there's a lot of protocol that he has to go through now, and rightly so, and we're glad they'll make sure he's fine before he gets back on the field. But until then, we'll move Chris Gokong over to the Sam position and probably Kaluk Maeva at the will position, and DeQuell Jackson will stay where he is.
And that's how you finish the Raider game after Scott suffered the injury?
Yes, that's how we finished the fourth quarter. And, you know, Kaluk Maeva played all the preseason at the will linebacker spot for Chris Gokong,
right,
who was out with a shoulder at that time. So, you know, Chris hasn't played a whole lot of Sam, but with a week's, you know, preparation, there's not a whole lot of difference between our two outside backer positions being the Sam and the Will.
Let's talk about Scott. What he brings, of course, with his great experience, his intelligence, his knowledge. He's just seemingly such a great presence out there for you. So when you don't have that guy at the strong position, at the Sam position, what are you missing?
Well, first of all, we've got a very intelligent group of linebackers in general, but Scott separates himself. He truly is like having a coach out there on the field. And what you need sometimes is we practice everything we have seen the opponent do on tape, what that coordinator's done in his past, but there's always new wrinkles. And when you have a guy like Scott Fujita out there who can think on his feet and make adjustments in a huddle, because a lot of times things happen during a course of a series that we cannot get to the players.
Right.
We may know the adjustments on the sideline, but we can't get to them until the series is over. When you have a guy like Scott out there, he can make adjustments for you on the fly. And, you know, we haven't been in the system together very long, which kind of hampers that a little bit.
Sure.
But the things we've talked about, Scott does help immensely out there.
It was a tough game all the way around for the Browns in just about every respect. But you went up against Darren McFadden, one of the very best backs in the league, maybe the best in some people's opinion. And they had some really good success with him early on. Obviously, things did get tightened up somewhat in the second half. He still finishes with 4.6 average rushing per game. But just talk about the linebacker group overall and how things went against this Raider offense.
Well, we knew going in that the linebacker group had to stop McFadden. And the first play of the game, he broke out on one of our pressures and got, I believe, a 24-yard run. From there, you know, the first series, once we settled down and got a beat on him, I thought we did a pretty good job containing him the rest of the day. You know, he really, his MO is a couple, you know, couple short runs, short run, short run, then he breaks one. And when he gets in the open field, he's very difficult to get down. So we were trying to stop him from getting there. They had a number of screens designed for him. We were really tuned into the screens. I thought we did a nice job there. Overall, with 40 rushing attempts, we still gave up too many yards rushing. A couple got out on us, but for the most part, we felt that, you know, we could hold their offense to 10 points, you know, with the defense on the field. And,
sure.
And we knew we were the number one running team in the NFL. Keep it to under 4 yards. You really want the 3 yards, but I think it was 3.6 we held them to per carry or attempt. So we felt, again, you hold them to 10 points, you got a shot.
And oh, it's a group effort. It isn't just the linebackers, and it isn't just the D-line. The front seven as a whole are going to mainly be responsible, and you're going to get the safety help that you get from Ward and so forth. But overall, you're going to look at this as a team effort to play the run, to stop the run. And it, for the whole season, it hasn't been the tightest thing, as we see. But as you go game to game, what are some of the areas when you focus on it? And tackling's involved. For overall, this defense seems to tackle pretty well, I mean, generally speaking. But when you get into practices, Coach, what are the things you can really work on when you know you can't do all-out physical drills during the weeks between games?
Well, we work, as a defensive team, we work tackling every day. And you don't have to tackle to the ground to practice tackling. You tackle the wrap-up, the segments of a tackle, approaching the tackle, coming to balance on the tackle, wrapping on the tackle, all those things you can do without beating on the body and actually tackling to the ground. In practice, we tag off two hands below the waist. That puts your body in a position that had you had to make that tackle in practice, you could have, as long as you can get two hands below the waist, you can get, your body's in a position to make that tackle.
Right.
So there's a lot of things we can do. And one of the things I think when you look at a running defense, and I know our yards per game are up there, and almost everybody focuses on that, you got to break it down to yards per attempt.
Okay.
Right now, the opponents that we faced have rushed 50% of all offensive snaps have been runs. They're at about 50-50. That's a lot of rushing attempts, a lot of shots on goal. So then you ask yourself, okay, what are we per attempt, compared to the rest of the league? And we're more in the middle of the pack in the NFL as far as per attempt. If you add up the total yards we've given up, well, then it puts us, on the lower end.
So you can live with that.
You really do. You want to be where the Steelers are,
right,
and some of those run defenses, but we're working toward that. And I think our defensive line is really coming along, and we got some youth there, and they're coming along, and we're fitting everything better. We're making adjustments. The safeties are real solid run players. I think the corners are fearless, and a lot of times you get around some corners that don't want to come up and tackle.
Sure.
Ours aren't like that. Ours come up and tackle. They get off blocks. So we are moving forward in those directions, and we will continue to get better in the run defense.
Browns linebackers coach Bill Davis joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. DeQuell Jackson having really a tremendous season for a guy, and he's such a great story for a guy whose previous couple of years were defined by him not playing and being hurt, to come back. And not only is he a guy who looks like he's so happy to be in there and finally stay healthy, but he's doing something about it. He's really been a catalyst. He's putting up the numbers in the plays that he's making. Just talk about the impact that he's making for this defense.
DeQuell Jackson is a first-class act. He actually has a gift of adversity, which he has gone through, and I wish more players had this outlook that he has. And because of what happened to him the last two seasons, when a football player, especially a pro athlete, who kind of just takes it for granted mostly that I'm going to keep playing, I'm invincible, I'm in my early part of my career. Well, DeQuell had 2 years of major setbacks,
right,
and he is as hungry as any player. He enjoys, thoroughly enjoys, the practice part of it, meetings, he's on the edge of his seat taking notes, and in the game, he's having a ball. He is enjoying playing football, and he really, I think, gets the fact that how short a career can be, and how really blessed these guys are to be able to be out there playing one game, let alone a full career. And DeQuell is playing with his heart in the right place, his mind in the right place, and he's a talented player. And when he gets on you, you're going down. He is one of the most consistent, sure tacklers I've been around. If he gets to you, you're going down. He doesn't miss many.
When that mic position is manned by someone like that, when you have that dependability level, and as you say, someone who is such a good, great student of the game and studies, what does it mean to the linebacking corps? What I guess the word is luxury or leeway does it give you when you know that thing is solid?
Well, one of the things that, if something goes wrong, DeQuell has got great instincts. He's got great vision. So in run defense and even in the passing, everybody's got a fit and a responsibility, a gap. And when it breaks down, like a lot of times it does, mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the nature of the game. When it breaks down, DeQuell is so instinctive, he finds that football. So until we get things fixed, DeQuell's a guy that just naturally is going to find it and stop it before something bad happens.
Now, Chris Gokong, we mentioned him, and we didn't see much of him in the preseason, and that obviously opened the door for Kaluka Maeva to play quite a bit at the will spot, and that's Chris's normal position, but potentially here, if Scott can't go, Scott Fujita can't go against Seattle, you'd have Chris Gokong in that Sam position as you did at the end of that Raider game. What makes Chris the right guy there? And I ask that knowing that Chris in the will spot was playing quite, has been having a nice solid year for you as well.
You know, Chris is coming off the injury in training camp, which sets you back. I mean, you have to get that rust out. You got to get out there and play. And the shoulder is really come along well, and he's every week he's getting better and better. He's getting more himself than we saw in camp before he got hurt. And the Will linebacker spot, he was really finding a home there. The Will and the Sam are really mirrored. They're pretty similar. So him moving over to the other spot, there's just a couple small things that change. And with his size and athleticism, he fits fine over there. Sometimes the Sam, you need a little more length.
Yeah.
Because you got to get up on a tight end and play him sometimes, and Chris has plenty of length, and he has, you know, the 250 pounds that can run, so he's got the size.
He's physical enough too.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's another quality that position's got to have, right?
Yeah, I'm very blessed in having guys like Scott and Chris and even Kaluk who can play any of those three positions across the board. You know, DeQuell could also, but DeQuell really is a good fit at Mike, so I hate moving him out of that spot.
We talked a lot about the depth at the linebacker position before this season, and you know it's such a high attrition spot that you're going to need to rely on backup people to step up, and that was an area of concern. But the fact that, you know, again, we're looking at the possibility here of taking a Kaluka Maeva and putting him in the starting spot at will, and it sounds to me like, you know, I know you have to do next man up and not flinch, but what is he able to bring, and why are you confident that he can satisfactorily fill that if you got to have him start solid?
Kaluka Maeva is a solid football player. Tough as nails. I don't know if you saw the 4th-and-1 at the end of the game.
Yep.
Kluk took two blockers on, and then the back came through that same hole. So he really was handling three guys at the same time. Now, he had a heck of a play and really stood up, and when he did was called on, made a lot of good run stops for us. Kaluk has got a lot of reps in preseason. He did great. He understands the pass and the run game. He's a student of the game. You know, Kluk had an outstanding college career at USC, and with that big group of linebackers they had coming out that year, and Kaluk was right in the mix. And I'm anxious to see him take advantage of his opportunity because he studies hard, he works hard, he's due, and he will succeed.
As you break down the Seahawks, we know one thing about them. They have a pretty good running back by the name of Marshawn Lynch, who's explosive, who's powerful, who's persistent, isn't having the success, maybe numbers-wise, that a Darren McFadden has, but doesn't sound like he's going to be any less of a challenge for you guys.
Every week in the NFL, there's at least one star back, and Lynch is a beast. He is relentless with his running. I mean, it takes more than one guy to get him down. He will not stop until you team tackle him. He's fun to watch. He's a good runner. We're looking forward to the challenge, but you really do have the challenge in the NFL every week. I mean, you look back, there's been a week yet that we haven't had a big running back that we were facing that is a good challenge. And, you know, it's part of the fun of the NFL that every week, you know, you're going against the best out there.
One thing I've noticed with the Seahawks compared to what they were doing through their first three games, these last two prior to their bye last weekend, they've picked up the pace. They look like they've gone to really more of a hurry-up, a true hurry-up, where they're executing at a faster pace, maybe not like the Colts who even though they work without a huddle, slow things down at the line and take the snap within that 10-second mark. It looks like they've had Tavares Jackson in this offense moving at a faster pace. Does that create some unique challenges, especially at the linebacker position?
Well, yeah, what it does is put you in a probably a smaller package to play their hurry-up and the things they can do out of that. It started in the Atlanta game in the second half when they were behind, so they went to it, had success, came back on them. carried that into the New York Giants game and beat the Giants in New York, which was a big win for them, and then they went into the bye. So I believe that's kind of they're finding their identity, too. And, you know, with that package, we just have to, you know, match and beat their tempo and be sharp with our calls and our checks and be ready to go when they're ready. It'll be interesting to see how they come out. We're not positive what quarterback's coming at us.
Right.
Or what offense. It's kind of like a lot of different teams in the NFL that have new quarterbacks or new systems, or everybody's trying to find their own little way. So it's a moving target a little bit more than usual.
I was going to say, it could change week to week.
Yeah.
Right. Bill, thank you so much for your time.
No, thanks for having me.
Browns linebackers coach Bill Davis joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group, and get the best deal of the year on a new Ford Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now with up to $5,000 in rebates. Or get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash back, and another $1,000 for your trade. That's 0 for 60 plus $2,000 on Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick,
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak. Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runner base, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
My name's Nick, and I'm a doer, which is probably why I started my own landscaping business. I specialize in plant-driven design. I do azaleas. I do lavender shrubs. I even do banana plants. One thing I don't do, sales and promotional materials.
My name's Alex, and I work at the UPS store helping doers like Nick do whatever it is they do or don't do, like color sales brochures, laminated promotional materials, even professionally printed business cards. They just swing by the store or upload their files online, and I take it from there. So while guys like Nick are doing amazing things for their clients, I'm doing some pretty impressive stuff for mine. It's called logistics.
What do you know? Looks like logistics helped me win another piece of business. Yeah, hey, it's Nick.
Doers love logistics. That's why they love the printing and finishing services at the 4,300 convenient locations of the UPS store. Participation, prices, and hours vary by location. See the upsstore.com/print for full details.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I have decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Each Tuesday, we bring you an alumni spotlight. It's a regular feature of this show. And this particular spotlight
featuring the two honorary co-captains for Sunday's game against the Seahawks, one Dino Hall and one Gerald Ice Cube McNeil, is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game, and we have both of them with us live via phone. And I'll start with Dino Hall calling in from South Jersey. Hey, Dino.
How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm a former South Jersey guy. I worked for the Courier-Post many years ago.
Wow, yeah, Camden Courier-Post. I know that paper very well.
Your hometown paper for me, yes. So I knew the legend of you from Glassboro State. Going back to that, and we welcome from Houston, Texas, Gerald the Ice Cube McNeil. How you doing, Gerald?
Pretty good, man. How you guys doing today, partner?
And we're
what's
doing
going on there in Cleveland, Ohio?
I'll tell you why. What's going on here is a football team still trying to find its way. A young club, as you guys know, 2-3, getting ready to play the Seahawks. But I'll tell you, it's an exciting time to be to get this team playing at home and having two stalwarts like you two guys who will be honored as the honorary captains for this game. And long before, look, we know about the history of Brown special teams and how rich it is. Long before there was a guy named Josh Cribbs, number 16, making all those big plays, there were the two of you making those big plays in the return game. I want to start with Dino, just in order of the time you played for the team. Dino, as a return man, for you, it was a way to make it and stay and be part of the NFL, to overcome coming from a smaller school like Glassboro State and all that was obstacles that were up against you, and you did that. But you did more than just hang on and hang in there. You became a dynamic playmaker.
Thanks, Vic. I tell you what, it was very difficult to make the team back then. It was a 45-man roster. There was no practice squad or a 53-man roster, so it was a very difficult thing. But special teams is what actually got me to stay in Cleveland, and also Gerald. I tell you what, hey Gerald, I just want to say hello to you. And
hey man, I'm looking forward to this weekend. You and I, we're going to spend some time and our families together. I am really looking forward to it, brother.
Oh my, I am too. I don't know if you play any golf, but I'm going to try to play Saturday if you want to play.
Oh, we're going. We're this done.
Yeah, make your golf day, whatever you guys want to do, go out for a beer. But here's the, and Gerald, in your case, 5'7", 145 pounds, 145. So talk about overcoming some things in terms of size and getting that tremendous, there's probably not a better, a few nicknames in sports are better than being called the Ice Cube or just Cube,
yeah,
as you were known.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about this.
Yeah, I want to hear
tell, on what Dino just said.
Go ahead.
It's kind of ironic that Dino started off by that because, I started out in the USFL.
Right.
Okay? Remember
Houston Gamblers.
I played with the Houston Gamblers for Jim Kelly. We had the run and shoot. Donald Trump bought our team, took it to the pits, and, the rest is history. But I am so disappointed that we don't have a AAA, a feeding squad that will help young men, because now we have just tons of talent that's out there. But we got 32 teams. Yeah, they would have 45 now to 52. So there's not a lot of jobs. So, you're 20,000 athletes, you got 1,000 jobs. That doesn't make sense. So we really could have used another league like that to help develop. I got a chance to go over there 2 years, develop, my skill, got a chance to play. You get your confidence up. And then when I came on the league, I thought I had a pretty good transition to go in. And I was an All-American coming out of Baylor. And, I was running around my chest out. And I never weighed 145, by the way. I was weighing about 125 or 30.
Oh, okay, I was generous.
They put that in the program. they were ashamed to put that in the program. It was a laughingstock, that kind of stuff. But, we just need those other leagues like that that will help develop young kids like ourselves.
Yeah, that might, and you're right. I mean, that's been talked about, and in the course now that they've got a 10-year collective bargaining agreement in place, that could be something developed as a business plan. I think you make a great point. Guys, you pay attention, of course, to the rules and as they're set up. And one of the biggest topics of conversation for this 2011 season is the change in having those kickoffs moved to the 35 and eliminating the possibility, in many cases, of a return because it's it's been viewed as such a dangerous play. So I want to start with Dino on that. How much does that bother you to see a play that basically made your career legislated to being minimized, if not eliminated in many cases?
Well, it bothers me a lot today because the kickers can kick the ball so much further than, and I don't know if they're blowing the balls up with helium or what, but they're banging them pretty good. Even when they're at the 30, they're able to kick it into the end zone. So when I was playing, it was actually from the 35. It wasn't from the 30, and guys didn't kick that many into the end zone. But it seems today everybody can kick it into the end zone. So I think a guy like Josh Cribbs, who I think is a very special player, it hurts his chance to return it. You got to take it out from 7 to 8 yards deep in the end zone every time. You're not going to have the average that you once had because coverage is getting down on you. So I think it's something that they'll probably think about and maybe change back next year.
How about you, Cube?
I'm going to tell you, you want to talk about trying to take some food off of the tables of a lot of returners. When they found that, was like, are you kidding me? That was just, it was very disturbing. There's no question, because if you make your living, I mean, the special team is what, a lot of the fans come to see, big returns, whether it's a, punt block or kickoff return or punt return, doesn't matter. Special team is a just extremely, great part of what we do. So to have that kind of mess with, I know they were trying to talk about because of the concussions and the injuries, but one thing you have to remember, whether that, takes place at the 20 or now probably a little bit further down the 15, that hit, those guys are still running the full distance. So it doesn't make any sense to me that was going to help the concussion issue that's at hand.
So in terms, okay, so you addressed that in terms of the safety. I mean, did you view what you guys were a part of, Dino, as being, a inherently unsafe portion, part of this game, to where you did it knowing that, again, it was part of the game, but did was that constant thought of how many injuries could occur or what you witnessed around you that big of a deal?
Honestly, at my size, if I would have thought that way, I would have never been able to play on the field. And I don't think Gerald felt that way either. You never thought about getting injured, and you're worried about other people getting injured, but yourself, you never thought about it. So I don't think that was one of my main concerns. And I know today these guys are bigger and I guess a little bit faster, but to me, they know what they're getting into. It's not like they're doing something they don't know what they're doing. They actually know that this is a very difficult sport, and sometimes you do get injured. So I just like to see them change it back around, because, like I said, I think Josh is special. He's one of those kids that can take it back in a hurry and change the momentum of a game, and they're taking that away.
Gerald, give me a returner's appreciation of Joshua Cribbs and his game.
Man, Josh Cribbs is unbelievable. The good way to kind of put it in perspective is, if you put Dino and I together and put us together in weigh-wise, then you get Josh Cribbs, because he does the exact same thing that we do, okay? Remembering that we were small, very fast, very quick type of returners, but Josh Cribbs is a big young man, all right? And he's very strong, very doable, and he has the same, speed and quickness, so that is, he's a very, very special, kid. And, like Dino was saying, anytime that you get an opportunity to have that part taken away, hey, listen, you're talking about field position. A lot of people really don't kind of understand how, during the course of the week, all the coaches talk about is, listen, we can always punt the ball, we can always kick in the, we play the field position game. Well, when you get a guy like Josh Cribbs, instead of starting at 20, if we can start at the 42, we start at 44, it just gives our team such a huge advantage. So when you got, adjust to that so suddenly, so quick, I thought that was, just a huge disadvantage for all the teams with great returners, and no doubt we have one.
Just getting people caught up on what you guys are up to today. Dino, you are a school teacher, correct? You were a former coach in high school?
Yes. Yeah, actually 27 years. I've been at the same high school and teaching seniors now. So it's actually, it's been a very, very good job. Although our governor's really crushing us a little bit here in New Jersey, and I guess in some of the other states. But it's not as cushy as he says it is, believe me. But it's been a great job. I really enjoy teaching, and I teach phys ed and health. coached for probably 20 years of football and baseball, and had enough of it, and right now coming out to Cleveland again, which I'm pretty excited about.
And Cube, you're in forensic data collection. Give us a snapshot of what that's about.
I know that sounds like, whoa, okay, what is that? Like, you know, we go into the scene of a crime or anything like that? We do a forensic data collection for, like, oil companies. Right now we're working with BP, Conoco, Shell. You know, Houston has a lot of oil-based companies, and we get a chance to go in, collect the data when, you know, they've got, of course, like the big oil spill that's been in the Gulf down here. We go into those companies, gather all the emails, texts, and everything else that they've sent in the last maybe 5 or 10 years and produce it for the court when they have those lawsuits. So we've been very busy doing that, and it's been quite interesting.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating. And, guys, I can't wait to see both of you when you're in Cleveland this weekend. Again, you'll be the honorary co-captains for Sunday's game. The crowd is going to love this, seeing you two guys out there in your Browns jerseys again. And really, really happy to know that you're part of the family and coming back for a little bit of homecoming.
Hey, man, and Vic, I just wanted to say, Gerald, it's going to be nice to look at another player eye to eye, isn't it? Listen, to be able to walk in with the, you know, without the American Express and like, look, we got 200 captains and both of them are not more than 5'8 or 5'9. So that's going to be interesting.
Are you a little more than buck 25 now, Q?
Oh, yeah. No, listen now, I do. I'm telling you now, we're 170. And
wow.
Everybody sees me and says, wow. No, guys, I'm going to tell you now. You know, I do. I was born in Frankfurt, West Germany. And, you know, I do like the adult beverage, maybe to have a nice cold beer or something. So I think that's just in my, you know, later years to kind of put a little weight on. So kind of do that. I do want to do one plug, if
yes.
I could. I know
Go
I'm
going
to do it quick. I'm going to do a plug for School of the Legend. Myself, I'm one of the pregame and postgame analysis for the Cleveland Browns team, and you guys out there in the Browns Backer Nation, go to that site, School of the Legends, an NFL site, and this is what they've done. They've taken one current player, one former player on every 32 teams, and you get a chance to visit, talk to us. You know, we give all the pregame, postgame analysis week to week, and we talk on a daily basis. So that's something we're going to talk about when we're down there, so I look forward to it.
Thank you both, gentlemen. We look forward to seeing you again Sunday. Dino Hall, Gerald Ice Cube McNeil. Before there was a Joshua Cribbs, there were these two guys returning the football in a big way for the Cleveland Browns. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The hottest lease deals of the year are going on now at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save big and lease Liberty's bestsellers, Ford Fusion or Escape, for only $179 a month. That's right, your choice, the fuel-efficient Fusion or Escape, for just $179. Great fuel economy, great payment, great choice. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
At Biljack, we know your dog is an important member of your family. Since 1947, we've been committed to providing only the highest quality nutrition and the absolute best-tasting dog food. Biljack is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns, the biggest dogs in town. And like the Browns, Biljack is a hometown favorite made right here in Medina, Ohio. So pick up a bag of Biljack frozen dog food today. Biljack will make a visible difference in your dog's appearance, and your dog will love the taste, guaranteed. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart.
Hi, I need an insurance quote.
You want a quote? Let me give you a quote. I've got quotes, all kinds of quotes. Auto quotes, home quotes, life quotes. What kind of quote do you need?
An auto quote?
We got liability, collision, comprehensive, uninsured, underinsured motorists. Do I hear uninsured, underinsured motorists?
Well, can you explain to me how
about a deductible? Do I hear 250, 500, 500, 1,000, 1,200?
Could you just slow down? I have a question about
how... We have liability, collision, and uninsured, underinsured motorists with a 250 deductible going once...
Wait, I...
Going twice.
Hold on.
Sold to the woman with a confused look on her face.
It seems like some insurance companies want to rush you through the quote process. Not Liberty Mutual. We believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find the nearest Cleveland area office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Conveniences. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium. And when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me. Go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Jabal Sheard, and you're listening to the Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNO.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, as the rookie defensive end just told you. We're driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, Browns fans, Cleveland Browns four-pack ticket plans are now available in the exclusive club area. Enjoy climate-controlled lounges and premium amenities to four great Browns games. That includes a sold-out season finale against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For more information, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. This Inside the Numbers segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Time for our Inside the Numbers segment. We do this each week, and joining us is ClevelandBrowns.com staff writer, our own Matt Florjancic. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be back, Vic.
All right. So the Seahawks coming up Sunday, a team that right from the start might open up a little opportunity for the Colts passing game to get going, just given how much the Seahawk team has been allowing through the air.
Yeah, they give up 268.2 yards through the air per game, and it's not an awful number for a defense. It's still a little bit higher than what they allow on the ground, though, and I know that the Seahawks defense definitely wants to take that out of the equation if they can and force the Browns to be a little bit more one-dimensional. But pass protection will be a key for the Browns. Seattle's opponents, the Seahawks have generated only 8 sacks this season. Right. Chris Clemens on the defensive line has 4 of those. So you're looking at an opportunity where if you can keep Colts jersey clean, you can give them an opportunity to make plays against their secondary.
And let's go back to the Oakland game. It was about the pressure that he faced, Colt, quite a bit of it, mainly when they came out blitzing, which they did from the very beginning. In fact, I think they blitzed an inordinately high number of times for that Raider defense. And clearly the Browns had some issues picking it up.
Well, I think Coach Shermer addressed it yesterday in his press conference when he said they blitzed the first 3 plays and they just kept bringing pressure the whole night. And you're right when you say that they have to find a way to stop that pressure. And it starts really with everybody. The guys up front, yes, they handle the bulk of the load, but the running backs have to be able to pick up a block, too. It's something that we saw Montario Hardesty occasionally struggle with against the Raiders. Peyton Hillis came back in for pass protection for a couple of downs later in the game. The Browns have to find a way to keep the pocket around Colt McCoy unoccupied by the opponents, because if they get in on an edge rush or a delayed blitz up the middle, it's going to cause havoc in the passing game, and it's going to really stymie the running game, too.
Yeah, yeah. People have to be on their assignments, and you mentioned, Coach Shermer mentioned, about Colt seeing the blitz when he sees it, but it's one thing for him to see it. Someone else has to pick it up. He has to have the comfort and confidence that someone's going to take care of it, and then he can do what he needs to do.
Well, the quarterback has enough responsibilities. Handling a blitz is one thing, but being able to pick it up and block while you're trying to throw a pass is a completely different thing. And unfortunately, I don't know too many guys who can do it, but Colt McCoy has to find a way to step up in the pocket and deliver the ball if he can, and if protection breaks down. He's done a fairly good job of reading it, recognizing it, rolling out.
Yeah.
And he did it against the Raiders, too, in pressure got to him and the pocket failed. He was able to get a nice little boot going on the right sideline to get a first down. That's instinct. That has to be there. The ability to run. He's almost a dual threat quarterback in the fact that he can run once he gets outside the pocket.
Yep.
Very talented athlete, but you don't want to see him running too much. You want him to just be able to drop back, deliver the ball, and not take a hit.
A lot of discussion concerning this Browns offense is the inability to make plays downfield, to make big plays in the passing game. But I think, and that's an issue, no denying it, but I look at the fact that they rushed for a season-low 65 yards against the Raiders, and basically the running game was non-existent. That can't continue. I mean, that will be a real burden and a problem, no matter this mentality of throw to set up the run. You better have a run to set up.
When you look at the Browns running game, they really need a solid effort, no matter who's carrying the football. You look at yards per carry average, Darren McFadden was over 4, and neither Montario Hardesty or Peyton Hillis were barely over 3. So you're talking about at least a yard and a half difference per carry between what our opponent's getting and what we're getting. And when you just look at the end of the game at the stat numbers, they're not pretty. You have to find a way to be able to move the football. The Browns came in with a combined 495 yards rushing going into the Oakland game.
In four games.
That's really not all that horrible, but it's not all that great either. And the fact that you're averaging over 100 yards a game, almost 125 yards per game, but you look at what the Browns were able to do in a running game in the past, and Peyton Hillis was definitely more productive. You know, he got dinged up early in that Raider game, really didn't give the Browns much of an option to use him. When he pulls up with a hamstring, you have to go to Montario Hardesty, and he had some trouble because the Raiders were just stacking 8 and 9 in the box, and he had trouble finding a seam to run to. So really, you have to find a way to run the football effectively, right, if you want to continue to set up the passing game and run routes all day. You need multiple running backs to be successful in this league, no matter what. And I think the Buffalo Bills have done a pretty good job of adding talented running backs to their backfield. It started with Marshawn Lynch and Fred Jackson. Now it's Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller. They're able to split Spiller out wide as a wide receiver almost as well. And really, we've seen it with the Oakland Raiders, too, in the fact that they have Darren McFadden, who's just a beast of a running back at 6'2", 210 pounds. He can do a lot. He's very powerful, but he's also very quick. And then you look at what they have in Michael Bush. He's more their short yardage guy. He's a thick running back that he can get you 3-4 yards a pop in those short yardage and goal line situations. And unfortunately for the Browns right now, they've struggled to just keep one running back on the field. Peyton Hillis has gotten sick earlier this year. He has a hamstring injury now. Those are always nagging type of injuries that could creep up at any time. And you look at Montario Hardesty, this is his first real extended action since college because he was injured last year with a torn ACL. Now he has to come back and find a way to get on the field, be productive, and to catch the football as well, to give the Browns a dual threat out of the backfield.
This is our weekly Inside the Numbers segment with Matt Florjancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. You mentioned the Buffalo Bills. A former Bill is, of course, the standout, the lead horse on the ground for the Seahawks, and that is Marshawn Lynch, a tough runner, leading the team 239 yards. It's not overwhelming stats, but it's impressive that he's averaging 4.1 a carry. He'll be a load for the Browns defense.
Yes, he will. And when you're talking about any back averaging over 4 yards a carry, what you're basically talking about is a guy who could get a first down at any time. He's really almost two carries away from a first down. He's a talented young man. He got over some problems earlier in his career in Buffalo. He's been able to put it together. He's ready to ship out in Seattle. And he's given them a nice balanced offense. And he may need to be more balanced this week based off of the availability of Tavares Jackson. They don't know if he's going to play based off of a pectoral injury he suffered 2 weeks ago against the Giants. So if he can't go, Charlie Whitehurst would probably get the start. Jackson is a dual threat type of guy himself. Mm-hmm. He's able to run and stay in the pocket. So if you lose him, you're going to have to rely more on that running game to get you yards, because Charlie Whitehurst just isn't going to be able to do the same type of things that Tavares Jackson will be.
Among the many interesting nuggets you've pulled together for this segment, I want to hit on a few of them. Jabal Sheard. He's up for Pepsi NFL Rookie of the Week Award.
Yeah, it was a nice little surprise this morning, I think, to see the nominations come down and see Jabal's name on the list. He had 4 tackles, 1 sack, and a forced fumble against the Oakland Raiders. And he's been one of the Browns' stalwarts on the defensive line so far this year through 5 games. He has 18 tackles, 2 sacks for 16 lost yards, 2 forced fumbles, 1 fumble recovery, and he broke up a pass. That's a pretty full stat line for any player, much less a rookie defensive end.
I'm so impressed with this guy. I'm impressed with Phil Taylor, too, but Jabal Sheard has really just every game, he makes you notice him for sure. No Inside the Numbers segment would be complete without some reference to Josh Cribbs.
Yeah, we talk about special teams a lot, but there really are a special unit on both sides, and Joshua Cribbs is 23 yards away from moving into seventh place on the NFL's all-time total return yards list. He currently has 9,582 yards returning. He'll pass Kevin Williams with a good effort, and this is a guy who averages quite a bit of yards on punt and kickoff returns, so it's well within the realm of possibility that he'll surpass Williams' numbers if he gets an opportunity to bring one out of the end zone, which we all know is one of Josh Cribbs' favorite things to do, and it's one of his specialties.
A couple of milestones are going to be reached on Sunday when the Browns face the Seahawks for a couple of Browns players.
You know, first, it's Joe Thomas, offensive lineman, left tackle, one of the premier positions in football. He will make his 70th career start for the Browns, and he's played in all 70 of the games that he's been dressed for since he was drafted in 2007 with the number 3 overall pick. And also, congratulations will go out to Sheldon Brown. He will play in his 150th career NFL game on Sunday, and that shows you a level of dedication, determination, hard work, and just a student of the game. To be able to play that many games in the NFL really is a tip of the cap to him, because he's done an outstanding job. He's done it at a high level, and he's done it in two very very rabid fan bases in the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cleveland Browns. And I mean that from a positive perspective. They expect good football to be played,
sure.
And Sheldon has more than lived up to that.
At a position where you're out there and you're judged quite a bit on play to play and on the island of cornerback, fascinating stuff as always. Great breakdown of stuff as always, Matt. Appreciate it, and we'll do this again next week.
Sounds good, Vic. Thank you very much.
All right, Matt Plojancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, with our Inside the Numbers segment. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct, and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
It's 3 days only at Joseph A. Bank. All sport coats, all outerwear, all sportswear. Buy one, get any two absolutely free. Just buy one at regular price and get two of equal or lesser value for free. Mix and match sport coats, dress and casual pants, sport shirts, sweaters, even top coats, raincoats, and leather jackets. Buy one, get two free. No limits, no exceptions. Just buy a sport coat, sweater, leather jacket, or pants, and get any two absolutely free. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at Joseph A. Bank.
For the store nearest you, visit josbank.com. Joseph A. Bank, your tuxedo rental headquarters with 9 Cleveland area locations.
Hi, I'm Mike, and I'm a CEO, a chief everything officer. My job duties include everything from business development to ordering paperclips. And with my schedule, I can't wait around for my mail and packages to be delivered. So how do I handle it all? Logistics.
I'm Shauna from the UPS store, and our mailbox services are designed for people like Mike. We'll keep your mail safe and confidential, even sign for packages. And if you like, send an email or text alert when they arrive.
While I'm taking care of my clients, the UPS store is taking care of my mail.
Chief Everything Officers love logistics. With mailbox services at the UPS store, your business gets a real street address, and we can notify you when a package arrives. To find a location near you, visit theupsstore.com. Services, prices, and hours vary by location. location. See center for details.
The UPS store takes care of all your business needs in one convenient stop and saves you money, too. Right now, the UPS store is offering 3 months free mailbox services with a 12-month agreement. For an independently owned and operated location near you, visit theupsstore.com. Valid only at participating locations. See store for details.
Hey, if you want someone to make you a great pizza, I'm your guy. But if you want someone to help you sort through health insurance plans, I'm definitely not that guy.
I did well in school, got my MBA, started this place 10 years ago. I've been successful because I can figure out my clients' tough financial issues. But healthcare reform, well, there, I've met my match.
Yeah, I know how to pull together all the parts of a construction project on time and budget. So complexity is no problem for me. But building a benefit program that reduces my costs? That's not in my toolkit.
Chances are you didn't start your business to spend your time figuring out health insurance. So don't. Instead, call Cozy. Our experts can help make health insurance simple. Starting with getting a quote, visit cozy.org/quote and you'll have that quote in less than 24 hours. We focus on health insurance so you can do what you do best. Cozy, the Council of Smaller Enterprises.
Quality health plans provided by Medical Mutual of Ohio.
Back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time to deliver the results of our poll question brought to you by Quaker, Steak, and Lube. And it was, will being home improve the Browns' chances to rebound from back-to-back losses? And why? The answer, the questions were yes or no. 64% of the many of you who voted said yes. Aaron, quick comment, the crowd is always a little bit of a boost. And Seattle, yeah, because of the time change, will be playing at a 9 a.m. game for them. So good point by Aaron there. Hey, it's Tuesday. You know what happens on a Tuesday? A bunch of Browns players get together with more than 200 volunteers, and they go out and just build a playground. Yep, build a playground in a day. That happened over at the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital for Rehabilitation. Let's hear more about that right now. And joining us now is Renee Harvey, the Browns Director of Community Outreach, to talk about the Hometown Huddle and what a great event you had today over at Cleveland Clinic's Hospital for Rehabilitation. A lot of hardworking people there, Renee.
There are. We had about 200 people come and join us today from the Cleveland Clinic and United Way and a couple of the United Way campaign chairs. And they had a great day. It was our 13th annual Hometown Huddle playground built. And so we had a terrific day, and we were able to put in a really nice play structure that will be able to be utilized by all of the patients and the families here at the hospital. And they actually end up using it for rehabilitation as well. And so in addition that, we were able to do some nice landscaping and refurbishment projects to help enhance some of the play space and some sensory activities for the kids as well. So a really nice day.
And among those 200 volunteers that you had were some Browns players. Talk about who was there representing.
Yeah, we had a terrific turnout from the players. Just to name a few, Josh Cribbs helped us end the day to help dedicate the space to the patients and the families here. But we also had Jabal Sheard, Nataba Rubin, Jordan Norwood, plenty of others, upwards of 12 to 15 players were out here today in support of the Cleveland Clinic and United Way.
And this is also having this in conjunction with Cleveland Clinic's Children's Hospital for Rehabilitation and have it as a youth-oriented sort of concept with the playground that it ties into the Cleveland Browns Play 60 movement as well in Northeast Ohio.
It does. And, you know, a couple years ago, the NFL and United Way partnership obviously started a long time ago, but recently we've been able to bridge that gap in between our youth health and wellness activities and focus. And the good part of that is that the Browns, for 13 years, we have annually had a playground built. So it's a very easy transition for us. And so the scope of the project seems to get larger and larger every year, which is absolutely fantastic. So it's nice to see a nice play structure go up that will be here for years and years to come. And so it's a very nice way to support the patients and the families at the Cleveland Clinic.
Great stuff as always, Renee. We appreciate it, and all the best, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Take care.
Some thank yous, Bill Davis, Dino Hall, Gerald Ice Cube McNeil, Matt Florjancic, Renee Harvey, Kristen Rebelli, Pat McKenna, Dave DiNatale. We'll do this again tomorrow night. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.